This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Wall Street Journal is reporting American officials have shared intelligence with Riyadh, indicating that Iran was the staging ground for the drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's oil installations. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says any American military attack on Iran would be proportionate. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
U.S. President Donald Trump says any American military attack on Iran would be proportionate to the attacks carried out on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. Trump told reporters on Monday that we will know very soon if Iran was certainly responsible. Trump says while he does not want war with Iran, the United States is more prepared for a conflict than any country in history. Iran denies any involvement in the Saudi attacks, calling such accusations maximum lies. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani escaped an attack at a campaign rally that killed 24 people and wounded more than 30 others Tuesday. The president was about to address the rally when a suicide bomber on a motorcycle detonated his explosives. The Afghan Taliban has taken responsibility for the attack. Israelis are heading to the polls today in general elections. AP's Aaron Heller reports Israelis are voting in a repeat election centered on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
The election in Israel today is essentially a referendum on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's been in power for more than a decade. He's seeking a fourth consecutive term, fifth overall, and this comes against a backdrop of corruption charges that are expected to be pressed against him. And he has a tough challenge against retired military chief Benny Gantz, whose party is running neck and neck with Netanyahu in the polls.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. 10 parties could win seats in the legislature. For more on the Israeli elections or any of today's top stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. China says a government official will travel to the United States this week to lay the groundwork for the resumption of high-level trade talks next month. The two sides last held major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade dispute between the world's top two economies. Is the British Parliament's suspension illegal? AP's Charles de Ledesma reports a top court is set to decide.
The issue is whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson went beyond his remit when he suspended Parliament on September 9, sending lawmakers home until October 14, just over 2 weeks before Britain is due to leave the EU. The Supreme Court will assess two areas. Is this a matter for the courts? And if so, did the government break the law? The court is not expected to rule immediately, but a judgment could come in a few days. If the government wins, lawmakers will remain away from Parliament. If the government loses, the judges could order the House of Commons to reopen soon. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hong Kong singer and activist Denise Ho will testify with Joshua Wong and other activists in Washington today to call on U.S. lawmakers and businesses to criticize Beijing's actions in Hong Kong. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
They'll join other activists to urge U.S. businesses and lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the Chinese-ruled city. Hong Kong has faced more than 100 days of escalating protests. Ho told Reuters on Monday the demonstrations are a fight for humanity.
I believe that Hong Kong is in the front lines of this very global fight for humanity itself. And also, the victory or the fall of Hong Kong would also consequentially mean a victory for humanity or the fall of humanity. So I call for the attention of, global communities worldwide to be aware of these situations.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has said addressing China's actions in Hong Kong will be a top priority next week when Congress returns to work.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are holding their first official hearing this afternoon in what they're calling an impeachment investigation. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
President Trump's outspoken former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is scheduled to appear to discuss former special counsel Robert Mueller's report. However, as a friend and supporter of the president, Lewandowski isn't expected to say much beyond what he told investigators last year. Lewandowski was a central figure in Mueller's report, which said Trump could not be exonerated on obstruction of justice charges. Two other witnesses who also were subpoenaed won't show up on orders from the White House. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music. The best music.